Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low of 29. The Racine DPW worker killed when he was pinned against his truck on Washington Avenue earlier this month was remembered during a standing room only service at Racine's Festival Hall this morning. The Reverend Richard Jones told the crowd the gathering was not about being sad, but to celebrate the life and legacy of Mark Gates, who was also the pastor of Christ Chapel Baptist Church. Mayor John Dickert said, "The lesson to be learned from the death is to watch out for your fellow man." He said Gates was one of the clergy members to meet regularly in his office to discuss issues important to the city.
My ring pastor, Mark Sandelman, said, "What are you going to do about it? Come on! What are you going to do? How can you not get excited about that? I don't know, Mark. Let's figure it out right now." But that was what Mark brought.
That's right.
Life!
Yes, yes.
Let's get something done!
Dickert said his staff referred to Gates as Mr. Sunshine because of his attitude when he came into City Hall. A large group of city DPW workers wearing bright yellow T-shirts in Gates' honor attended the service along with clergy from as far away as Michigan. Gates was laid to rest in West Lawn Cemetery. Additional units were called to the scene of a house fire in the 1800 block of Fox River Road in western Kenosha County. The fire was reported just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Initial reports are the occupants were able to get out of the home safely. Randall fire units requested assistance from other departments shortly after the fire was reported. Repeat drunk drivers in Wisconsin will face tougher penalties starting with the new year under a law that makes a fourth offense a felony regardless of when it's committed. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Right now, that fourth offense is a felony, but only if it happens within 5 years of the third offense. The new law will also increase the maximum sentence for fifth and sixth OWI offenses from 3 years to five, and from 5 to 7 years for convictions 7, 8, and 9. For 10 and beyond, the penalties range from 7.5 years to 12 years in prison. In the meantime, Wisconsin is still the only state that does not charge a felony on a first drunk driving offense. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The Rock County Sheriff's Office is investigating a Janesville store burglary Christmas morning in which thousands of dollars worth of chainsaws were taken. Surveillance video shows a man in a red hoodie with black sleeves smashing the front door of the Johnson Tractor Store. Seven chainsaws, ranging in price from $400 to $1,200, were stolen. Reports note this is the first such major crime to occur at the business since it opened 20 years ago. The Ensign Group, based in California, has acquired 15 Wisconsin assisted living operations, including Racine Commons, a 74-unit complex, and Kenosha Senior Living, a 37-unit facility. Other communities include Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Green Bay, and Stevens Point. The Ensign Group is the parent company of Ensign, a group of skilled nursing, rehabilitative care services, home health care, hospice care, and assisted living companies. Since August 2015, an Ensign subsidiary has been operating each facility under a lease with a purchase option. The company did not disclose the purchase prices. North Chicago-based Abbott Laboratories is getting the green light from federal regulators for a proposed $25 billion acquisition of medical device maker St. Jude Medical. The Federal Trade Commission says Abbott won antitrust approval after it agreed to sell two medical devices to a Japanese company, which resolved concerns the acquisition would stifle competition. European antitrust regulators agreed to the deal last month, provided the company divested of the two devices. The Racine Common Council will not meet again until January 17th, according to the city clerk's office, which announced the normally scheduled first Tuesday of the month session was being canceled for a lack of agenda items or items that were not time-sensitive and can wait until the 17th. Also contributing to the scheduled change is the fact no committee meetings are taking place this week. Two originally listed gatherings canceled. Those committee sessions will resume after the New Year's holiday. A reminder that residents in the city of Kenosha can drop off their Christmas trees at 15 locations in the city through January 31st. The trees can be dropped off inside the green snow-fenced enclosures at each location. The trees will be chipped and used for mulch in city parks. To prevent damage to the chipping equipment, you're asked to remove all tree bags, ornaments, tree stands, nails, and other metal objects. Other holiday greenery, such as wreaths and garland, should be put out with the regular trash. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.